Judges from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court had a meeting in Washington today. The topic, the administration's use of the National Security Agency for domestic surveillance. The judges, who ordinarily must authorize national security wiretaps, are concerned about the NSA program because it involves no court oversight. Civil liberties groups are hoping that once the courts get to review the program, they will declare it illegal. NPR's Larry Abramson has that story.
Congress hopes that upcoming hearings will uncover just how the NSA program worked. Those hearings could lead to new laws on domestic surveillance, although many in Congress feel existing statutes already outlaw warrantless wiretaps. The administration believes the Constitution specifically allows them. At today's confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito, Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts said he knows who will have the final say.
Ultimately, the courts will make the final judgment whether the White House has gone too far. Independent and impartial judges must assess the proper balance between protecting our liberties and protecting our national security.
The first legal challenges to the surveillance program are already beginning to percolate up from the depths of the criminal justice system. Today, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, received a filing from attorney Jonathan Turley demanding to know whether his client was monitored. Turley is representing Ali al-Tamimi, who was convicted last April of urging others to support the Taliban and attack the United States.
At various points, the defense during the trial asked if there were additional intercepts of Dr. al-Tamimi or any intercepts that were relevant to his case. The government said that there were none.
Turley says the government has refused to tell him whether or not his client was the target of NSA surveillance, so he's hoping the court will now back his effort to find out the truth. Turley says wiretap information could get his client a new trial because the government may have hidden evidence supporting al-Tamimi's claim that he was in fact urging Muslims not to engage in violent jihad.
The government often claimed that it had no information on those types of communications. So these intercepts may contain, indeed, exculpatory information where Dr. al-Tamimi was doing precisely what he said he was doing during this period.
The problem is that Turley does not know that his client was monitored through the NSA program. Ayman Ferris knows his communications were being monitored. Administration officials have told the New York Times that NSA spying was useful in uncovering Ferris's plot to destroy the Brooklyn Bridge. Attorney David Smith is using the issue of illegal wiretapping as part of his effort to withdraw Ferris's guilty plea, but Smith acknowledges the NSA surveillance is only a small part of his effort to prove that Ferris received inadequate legal counsel before his plea.
I'm convinced it won't be the strongest card because I have so many other incredibly strong cards. If those other cards don't work, the NSA one is not likely to work.
David Smith says his goal is to free his client, not to mount a civil liberties challenge to the program. The American Civil Liberties Union has not decided whether to wage a civil suit on behalf of Ferris or others. ACLU Associate Legal Director Ann Beeson says the organization might do better to construct a challenge on behalf of someone who's not sure whether they've been monitored.
Especially if you have now changed your communications, your speech, because you know that the NSA may be listening to it.
Beeson says that could be the basis for a First Amendment challenge to the NSA surveillance program. The Justice Department says it remains confident in any terrorist convictions, and the administration continues to believe the NSA program will withstand court scrutiny. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.